listen everybody to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is report number 634. My name is Daniel White III. Here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back soon, and that you need to be prepared. This podcast / broadcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some people foolishly have done down through the years. However, it is all about preparation. Get ready, get ready. Get ready. First today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. The disciples asked Jesus Christ in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus Christ then went on to give them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world as we know it. Those signs include, number one, the appearance of false Christs and false prophets, lying preachers, wars and rumors of wars all over the place. Number three, famines. Number four, pestilences, fatal epidemic diseases. Number five, earthquakes in diverse places. That means various places. Number six, increased persecution of believers. We have never seen in our lifetime the kind of persecution that Christians are suffering all around the world. Number seven, the gospel being preached in all the world. Television could never spread the gospel like the internet. The internet gets into the nooks and crannies of the earth, if you will. And right now, I am preaching the gospel live multiple times a day, directly to people's little cell phones, laptops, desktops, and all sorts of devices around the world, literally. In places that if I traveled there, I could not get into, such as Iran, China. We have thousands around the world hearing the gospel live and on demand because God wants people to hear the gospel so that they can be saved. Number eight, signs, light, signs and great wonders, light. You need to stay focused in the back. Number eight, signs and great wonders in the heavens involving the sun, moon, stars, and planetary movements. Number nine, distress and perplexity among people. It's happening today. Number 10, increased violence as in the days of Noah. People are getting killed left and right. little children sitting on their porches in Chicago are being blown away by random demonic shootings. Number 11, increased homosexuality and sexual immorality as it was in the days of Lot. It is happening today before your eyes. And on we could go. Time would fail me and to deal with all of the signs of the times. Maybe I'll pick up where I left off and share more with you next time. Beloved, looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, the Bible, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to Reuters, Russian nuclear-capable strategic bombers have flown a rare mission around the Korean Peninsula at the same time as the United States and South Korea conduct joint military exercises that have infuriated the North. Russia, which has said it is strongly opposed to any unilateral U.S. military action on the peninsula, flew its bombers over the Pacific Ocean, the Sea of Japan, the Yellow Sea, and the East China Sea, prompting Japan and South Korea to scramble jets to escort them. The flight, which also included planes with advanced intelligence gathering capabilities, was announced by the Russian Defense Ministry on the same day as Moscow complained about the U.S. South Korean war games. The Kremlin said the U.S. and South Korea holding yet more large-scale military and naval exercises does not help reduce tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Given the arms buildup in the region, any rash move or even an unintended incident could spark a military conflict. Second, today, under the sign category of the turmoil in Israel and the Middle East, according to the Jerusalem Post, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu emerged from a three-hour discussion with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday, saying that Iran seeks the Lebanonization of Syria, something Israel cannot tolerate. Netanyahu said that just as Iran took control of Lebanon through its proxy, Hezbollah, its aim is to do the same in Syria through tens of thousands of Shia militiamen already in the country. He also said he told Putin that Israel was willing to act to prevent a continued Iranian military presence in Syria. He said Iran's entry into Syria is unwelcome, endangering us, and in my opinion, endangering the region. Endangering the region and the world. Third, today, under the sign category of the turmoil in Israel and the Middle East, according to the Times of Israel, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas set aside weeks of widespread and vocal pessimism over U.S. peace efforts, saying that a deal with Israel is not impossible, during a meeting with senior White House advisor Jared Kushner on Thursday. meeting with Krishna and other U.S. officials in Ramallah, Abbas expressed optimism that a deal could be reached, despite complaints from the Palestinian Authority in recent days over a lack of seriousness from the White House in his efforts to broker an elusive agreement. He said, "We know that this issue is difficult and complex, but nothing is impossible in the face of good efforts." You can read these stories in more detail and get more Second Coming related news on our website at secondcomingherald.com. Now it is time for Prophecy Boot Camp. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics, the fundamentals of prophecy, the Second Coming of Christ, and what will happen in the future according to the Bible, the Word of God. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Our topic for today is titled Battle of Armageddon Part 9 from Dr. Ed Heinzen's fine book, Revelation Unlocking the Future. And I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, if you appreciate this podcast and what it stands for, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book, Revelation Unlocking the Future, by Dr. Ed Heinzen. Dr. Heinzen simplifies the message of the revelation so that you can easily understand it for yourself. You need this book in your library. Pardon me, it is available on our website for just $30. You can make your purchase today at secondcomingherald.com. Seven Bowls of Wrath continued. The seventh bowl can be summed up with the words, "It is done." The seven bowls have been poured out with such rapidity and severity that nothing can stand before them. Our passage indicates that a great earthquake, the worst in the history of the world, rocks the entire planet. Cities collapse. Nations fall. Islands sink and mountains disappear. On top of all this, great hailstones fall out of the sky, and those who survive blaspheme God all the more. It is certainly possible that these judgments are cosmic, such as an asteroid colliding with Earth, or geological, such as volcanoes or earthquakes. But the clear references to men fighting, armies marching, and fire falling certainly sound like a great world war. How ironic that John locates this last great conflict between the forces of God and Satan at Armageddon near Mount Carmel, where Elijah stood against the prophets of Baal and called down the fire of God in a demonstration of his mighty power. When it is all over, God speaks from the heavenly temple and announces, "It is done." In Greek, it is one word, gigalon. This perfect tense of the verb indicates that what has been in the process of developing is now complete. It summarizes the finality of all that has happened in the bowl judgments, and it anticipates all that will still be explained in chapters 17 through 19. As we have observed before, the Revelation gives us the big picture in advance, followed by detailed snapshots of the same. Chronologically, at the end of chapter 16, we are at the end, but thematically, we still see the fall of Babylon and the return of Christ on the horizon. The statement, "It is done," is repeated. The statement, "It is done," is repeated again in Revelation 21:6. After the millennium and the great white throne judgment, when God is making all things new in eternity, the statement itself has a ring of permanence and finality to it, whereas the "it is finished" of Jesus on the cross in John 19:30 emphasizes the idea that the atonement has been paid in full. That finished work has ongoing benefits to all who will believe in it. This finished work of judgment is over and done and has no benefit to its recipients. Armageddon has finally come. The world is in ruins. My God, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, if the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, we will begin our discussion of the great harlot and the scarlet beast in our next podcast. In closing today, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of his second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, "To occupy till I come." In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the fine book, Coming Events and Present Duties, by J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetical tracts that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. This section is titled Occupy Until I Come, Part 25, based on the parable of the nobleman who went away and left talents for his servants to use in his absence. J.C. Ryle goes on to say, "Let me offer an invitation to all who do not feel ready for Christ's return. That invitation shall be short and simple. I beseech you to know your danger and come to Christ without delay, that you may be pardoned, justified, and made ready for things to come. I entreat you this day to flee from the wrath to come, to the hope set before you in the gospel. I pray you in Christ's stead to lay down enmity and unbelief and at once to be reconciled to God. I tremble when I think of the privileges which surround you in this country and of the peril in which you stand so long as you neglect them. I tremble when I think of the possibility of Christ coming again and of your being found unpardoned and unconverted in the day of his return. Better 1,000 times will be his lot who was born a heathen and never heard the gospel than the lot of him who has been a member of a church but not a living member of Christ. Surely the time past may suffice you to have delayed and lingered about your soul left down. Awake this day, awake you that sleep, and Christ shall give you light. Beloved, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic in our next broadcast/podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ For those of us who are not ready, help us to get ready today to be the shining lights and the witnesses that you want us to be as Christians. Revive us again and save those who are lost so that they can be ready to be taken back with him as well. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend, remember the words of the Lord in Matthew 24:42. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doeth come. Matthew 24:44 says, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Now, beloved, if you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready, get ready, get ready today by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Here is how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Even as I speak, Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now that is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. For that is the good news, that is the gospel. He rose again from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Would you be willing to pray and trust Christ and trust Christ and ask Christ to come into your heart to save your soul? Are you believing on the Lord Jesus Christ right now? For Romans chapter 10 verses 9 through 13 explains it even more. The Bible says that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Are you willing to trust Christ as Savior? Are you willing now to call upon him and pray and ask him to save your soul, which shows where your heart is? Follow me in this prayer, phrase by phrase, called the Sinner's Prayer. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil and wrong in my life. I have broken your commandments. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins as I from my heart forgive others. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul. For I believe that you died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Help me, fill me with your Holy Spirit, and help me to repent of my sins past. And to change from the inside out. And to follow you for the remainder of my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Until next time, my beloved, keep looking up, for your redemption draweth nigh. And let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator, who said, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit gospellightsociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draweth nigh.
You got to get your business straight.